A proposed hydroelectric project in south-central Alaska has drawn hundreds of comments from concerned Alaskans. The Susitna-Watana Dam is expected to provide rail belt energy needs for 100 years, but at what cost? KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission closed a public comment period on the initial licensing stages of the Susitna Dam on June 1st. The Alaska Energy Authority filed pre-application papers with FERC last December and started a timeline rolling for construction of the $4 to $5 billion project. But FERC approval is needed to start the clock ticking. AEA Hydro Project Manager Wayne Dyock says the comments received indicated that more study needs to be done.
We have been working with resource agencies and stakeholders to develop an extensive study plan. And quite frankly, the more participation we receive from stakeholders, the more robust the study plans we can develop.
Dyock says the comments provided good feedback for project planners. The hydro project is slated for Mile 84 on the Susitna River. It is expected to create a 39-mile-long lake while it provides 600 to 800 megawatts of power for the rail belt. The hydro project has the blessing of the state, but some opposed to the dam say many of the comments received during the public period expressed concerns about the impact of the massive dam to fish and game habitat and to the watershed of the Susitna River in general. Richard Leo heads the Coalition for Susitna Dam Alternatives. Leo says he's tracked the comments through FERC's website. He says wintertime electricity needs will demand more water flow from the dam, and that will cause some major problems downstream.
The amount of water that's going to be released in the wintertime is going to increase the flows up to 400 or 500%, and those flows will certainly impact any salmon, fry, or juveniles that may be in the main stem, but it's also going to disrupt the ice. There will be no chance for safe travel.
The state legislature approved $65 million for the hydro project last year. If built, the Susitna-Watana Dam would be 700 feet high and would harness the waters of the Susitna River. I'm Ellen Lockyer.